RejuvenateMyFace.com, a natural facial rejuvenation system to lift your face and lift your spirits.
Just coming to a close, and we're curious if anyone would like to share with the group. People are still talking, people are still sharing. Anyone like to share with the group how it was for them?
Yes,
Robin.
Many things were happening. I got tied up and watched the news and following the directions, and then said, forget it, I'm not going to follow the directions, I'll do it. Just listen.
Fantastic.
Because it took away from the experience.
Okay.
I realized that, and I got all uptight. So once I let go of that, I never realized how out of touch I was with my face.
Oh.
And when I was, touching my face, I felt... I was focusing on my breathing and just relaxing my face. And in that moment, I realized how much tension
you were holding,
in my face. And then I felt a release.
Wow.
But I guess the thing that just amazes me, it always does, is I was totally unconscious of it.
And Robin, where was the release? If you check in right now.
Well, part of my, just mostly right underneath here.
Okay.
And like around my eyes and cheeks and forehead. And I guess if you were to speak of it as not just physical, emotional. Yeah. It was an emotional release for me too.
Right. And how are you doing right now?
I'm doing good. I like being aware. I like being conscious. It makes me, it empowers me. I feel... I do have more control, it empowers me.
So making contact with your face helps you be more conscious.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Great.
It's
good.
Interesting, too, how much more color there is in your cheekbones. It's like the colors all come up. It's really nice.
Oh, good.
The colors come up for all of you. You're all looking...
Thank you, Robin.
I'm sorry.
Great. Anyway, Lee. How was that for you?
What I would share was maybe that's revealing for myself too. I don't know, I'm just exploring. That I was relatively more consumed on, did I hear you well? Was I able to follow your instruction? So I was not, for example, when we were doing this.
Yes.
Partially, it's a simple gesture, so I don't have to think what I did right. I felt much more amazing set of sensation I pick up.
Uh-huh.
So, and when I was doing this, because mentally I was always trying to see and look what I was following you, I also noticed this is part of my pattern was I always feel I'm not able to hear things well. Sort of, like I have to make extra effort
to hear,
to listen, and to see if I follow instructions. So that probably is part of the whether something deep, rather than just listening to instruction. So it may be revealing for myself. So I
think about how you hear and the difficulty in
something,
hearing instruction.
Something like that. So I was get the the benefit that I noticed in other situations where I could notice dramatic, very loud in the voice talk where something extremely subtle that I didn't get as much. Doesn't mean that I don't get the relaxation, but just the connection was lost because I keep wanting to
hear better.
So actually this is important because what Mary Louise and I want to do, are doing, and that's why we have Richard here, thank you Richard, downstairs, is what we realize is this is just the first time you're doing this.
Yes.
We're just practicing. This is your first time.
Yes.
Yeah. And so we've got Richard to develop a recording, so we're doing a home study. I call it, you didn't know this, the refresher course. So you can actually be walked through over and over again. We're going to do a CD version, a DVD. DVD so you can watch. CD so you can just listen. So if you didn't get it the first time or the second or the 10th or the 30th, you've got it forever. Okay, and then for today you just relax. You're exploring. You don't have to try and get it. So thanks for letting us know that.
Right. It, for me, was also when I noticed the frustration, but I also know could be something's revealing to me.
Very revealing. So would you be willing to just be okay with not getting it today?
Oh, I'm okay.
You're okay? Yeah. Great. Yeah. All right. Thank you for sharing that, though. But we have Eileen. All right.
I was not aware of feeling anything, and afterwards or before or during, but I'm just trying to keep awake, actually, because I'm just having a little fatigue going on here. Until Philip was asking me questions, and then I did become aware of a difference. Yeah, my face like exists more than it did before.
Wow.
It's less vacant, or that word you see. It's, there's something in there instead of vacancy.
Something in there. What would that be, I wonder? Who's in there, huh?
The same with me. I feel this part.
Yeah.
I feel it. It's there.
That you feel your cheeks more? Exactly.
I feel them. I didn't feel them before.
You have cheeks?
I do.
Oh, wow. This is exciting, Mary Louise.
This is exciting.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Esther. What, did you want to, were you finished? You were done? Great. So we're getting, Eileen is coming into her face, and Esther is coming into her face. And
oh, I just want to quickly add, because for months, because of all the work I've been doing,
is
I
this,
noticed
this what
jaw,
kind of work? Gentle
the
work?
The jaw or? Started to open, but it's always painful.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I naturally do a yawning, when I'm not soft enough, that only the right jaw always try to open, but mm-hmm. it's hurting a lot.
Right in there.
In just my
in
jaw
your...
area. This has been going on for months now. So if there's some points that I could address to help myself.
Well, let's explore. Who knows? You're just halfway through today. All right. So anyone else before? Oh, Constance, before we go to help you exercise your jaw with lunch.
I found that I didn't really want to stop in any one place. It was like I'm much slower. And also, there wasn't really circles. It was more like whatever. Mm-hmm. And because I've done work with Birdie and... You know, everything starts, you know, there's this impulse to
exactly.
move that starts to happen sort of start.
Oh, kind of fun.
So it's not to, like, keep in sequence in a certain respect.
So you do, I just want to give you all permission not to follow me. You know, because really, it's about you finding your own way. And like Susan says, if you want to follow. But if we're using a listening touch, you know, one person might just go, oh, yeah, nothing there, and like, oh, okay. Don't think I'm going to leave here for about 5 minutes, you know. So, and, you know, when we have one days, you know, I often forget to say things, but part of the way we gear our classes is it's so you can learn kinesthetically, visually, auditorially, and that you can ask for things, you know, if you need a visual, if you need a kinesthetic, if you need an auditory, if you need me to slow down. And you always have permission to move or do what you need to do that's different from how I'm walking the group through things. This is not grade school. This is personal exploration. And you really need to be present with yourself. And just play. And learn, both as a practitioner and as a client. You know, you may be this afternoon, we're actually going to work on each other, and you may get in a situation where, you know, I'm one place and you just have to stay somewhere. Well, stay there. You know, it's in our cranial classes, we talk about the three P's. And we say that the most important thing is the person. So we may give you a protocol, that's a P. Whether you do that or not, you can do it or not. If you don't do it now, you can do it later. You can do it on a person it works with better or whatever. Once you start a protocol, that person will have a process. And the process that starts arising for them may not match the protocol. And if we're really wanting to do something that benefits someone, it's more important to follow the process than the protocol. Now, if we're just learning paint by numbers, no, you can follow the protocol. But the way we teach, we don't usually paint by numbers. It's about presence. It's about being with the person. It's about playing. It's about exploring. And, of course, the person is more important than the process. The person's the most important thing. You don't have to do anything. You know, and when we get into cranial work, that becomes very sensitive because you ask people to touch bones and places that can have deep wounds, you know, and it may just not be inappropriate for a person to go there right now. In this class, you know, it's meant to be light. But sometimes you may have emotion come up, or you may have something where you go, whatever, for some reason, some little voice inside you go, nope, don't want them to do that. Don't want to do that. That's not a problem.
So we have a system. We have a system which is the yang and the structure which we're teaching you. Mm-hmm. And then the yin is where you follow your own flow. So we need both. Mm-hmm. If we just were all the time, we wouldn't actually keep moving forward. So we need both. So yeah, so thanks. Thanks, Constance. All right.
I like that comment when you just add it.
What we need the yin and the yang.
When you say the structure is the yang,
yeah,
and how you feel about whether to follow or not or customize it, it's the yin.
That's the flow. That's the yin. That's what we're doing. But we've got to teach you the system today so you can take it away and play with it.
Okay, so what you're going to do is, and this goes with the social nervous system too, and this has to do with our ability to hear and comprehend. And you just turn your head to the left, and as soon as you hit resistance or stiffness, just notice where it is. Look at a point. Bring your head back to the middle. Turn the other way. Just notice when you hit resistance or stiffness and say, okay, that's where I look when I get that. Okay. And now we're going to do some movements, you know, that have to do with opening up that. And the first one is an ear unrolling. And all you do is you just take your ear. Your ears relate to your temporal bone, which relates to the part of your brain that has a lot to do with comprehension and expression. And you just take it, and if it's not rolled, you just kind of elongate it. And if it is rolled, you just unroll it. Where it's got all those rolled parts, you just unroll it. Okay. And just notice what that did. Turn your head. Come back to the middle. Turn your head. Did that help?
Yeah. I
found
it. This one side.
Okay. So, put your hand on your belly button. Okay, this is for, these are called brain buttons. They're to help you think. And they're there to integrate the right and left hemispheres of the brain. And then we're going to do both these at once. I call this chicken or duck lips. Just rub like this. And then hold, and this gets your governing vessel and your central vessel. Your governing vessel comes from the back over your head. Your central vessel comes from your pubic bone up to your, below your lip. Okay, and then we'll do one other set of buttons. Take two fingers and put them on the bone behind your ear. If you know enough, you know it's your mastoid. No. This is to integrate the triple warmer meridian, which one of your fire meridians. And then touch the other side. If you want, you can switch hands if it feels more comfortable. Use it to integrate your brain and turn your head and come back to the middle and turn your head. And hopefully you can turn your neck better and hear better.
RejuvenateMyFace.com.